And that music is welcoming you in to Off the Bookshelf, a program where we meet Christian authors and we get to talk about their books. Today's guest is Pastor Jim Turner, and he is the author of a book called The Disconnected Man. Pastor Turner, welcome to Off the Bookshelf.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And as I mentioned to you when I called you, it is early at your house, is it not?
Yeah, it's early in Portland, Oregon today, but you know, it's much warmer than what I heard your forecast for Michigan, so I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, thank you for joining us. And before we talk about this book, tell us more about yourself.
Well, I'm former pastor, actually.
Okay.
I spent 25 years in youth and pastoral ministry, and now I'm VP of marketing for a national company and an author, as you're going to find out here real soon. I live in Portland and am married to my lovely wife, and we have a blended family of 10 kids, so we stay pretty busy.
It sounds like it, absolutely. The Disconnected Man is the title of this book, and I think this is very relevant considering what's going on in our country with athletes and political figures and movie stars. It is not a good moment for men in America, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah, so tell us what's behind the title, The Disconnected Man.
Well, The Disconnected Man came about when I discovered just what was going on inside me. And it was the best word for me to describe what I was discovering about myself. And when I came across that thought that, you know, I've been relationally and emotionally disconnected most of my life. And I define disconnection in the book by saying that it's a man who is really unaware that he's non-relational, distant, and emotionally unavailable. And I say unaware, that's kind of the key to the whole thing, because if you would have asked me most of my life, hey, Jim, do you have great relationships? Are you connected? I would have told you, yeah, because I was unaware that my wife, my first wife, was just dying under my inability to relate to her and connect to her in an intimate way. So that's where that term came about, is just me discovering what was going on in myself and what I had to do about it.
Well, since you've shared a little bit of your own journey, was there an aha moment? Was there a moment, because sometimes when you're in a relationship like that and the other person, in this case, the woman, realizes there's an issue, they're much further down the road in terms of taking action about it than you are, right?
Yeah, well, I can tell you that women typically are much further down the road than men when it comes to relationships in general. I mean, women really want to connect, and they don't like to take no for an answer. But my aha moment didn't actually come from my wife. I wish it had. I wish it had, you know, many, many years before it did. My moment came when a friend of mine, whose name is Matt, we'd meet each week for coffee and hang out, talk about the day or what was going on in our families, that sort of thing. But one morning we met at this coffee shop, and I could go to the very table today and probably identify the chair I was sitting in, because it was such a thunderstruck moment for me. But we're sitting in this coffee shop, and Matt sits down, and Matt has this ability to be really pointed and serious, but loving at the same time. And we're having just a normal conversation, and he looks up at me and he says, "Jim, you know, you don't care about me at all." And I didn't know what to say. I tried to argue. I tried to object to what he was saying. But then he continued, and he said, you know what, you could get up from this table, and you could walk out that door, and you could never speak to me again and not really miss me.
Hmm.
And that was the phrase that the Holy Spirit used to just start undoing my heart at that moment. You know, I really wanted to argue with him, but I couldn't, because what he was saying was true. And I looked back over my life, starting at that moment. And, you know, I could just count the numbers of relationships that I'd walked away from and really not kept in contact. I couldn't identify any long-term relationship except for that with my wife and kids. But then after a while, I couldn't even, you know, bring back a lot of memories, especially emotional memories, because I just didn't have those emotions to connect with.
Yeah, you know, from my own experience, I got to tell you, the last time that I really had anything like what you're describing was like in the dorms. You know, when you're living with three other guys in your room and 600 other guys in the building. And it seems like as we move down the road of life that we tend, whether it's our own fault or whether it's our circumstances or the way we've been taught, we tend to get kind of isolated in our daily life, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, but even as a pastor, you know, which is, it's your role to be in people's lives and to connect with them and to try and reflect the love of Jesus into their life. I can tell you that, you know, I just wasn't keeping in contact with people very well, even though it was, so to speak, my job. But it was our ministry to do that. And I didn't have the relational equipment, or actually I had it. I think everybody has it because God gives it in reflection of his creative ability, but I didn't know how to use it. And so those around me who were expecting a relationship from me, they just kind of felt themselves out on a wire alone because I wasn't able to go out there with them.
Interesting. His name is Jim Turner, and the book is called The Disconnected Man. I'm going to ask you in a minute what we can do about this to remedy this, but can you give us a little perspective on, you know, from your own experience and in writing this book, what does this put women through, whether you're married or in a serious relationship, or maybe for younger men we're talking to that are not, you know, even engaged yet? What does it put women through when a man is disconnected?
Great question, and I can tell you it makes them, in a word, miserable. I mean, it makes them very lonely in a marriage. They feel like they're in the relationship by themselves, and they can feel hurt. They can feel unloved, especially, and the reason they feel unloved is because the man, not being able to connect, has no way to help her understand that he loves her. Even though I think disconnected men love their wives, it doesn't look like or feel like love to their wives. So a woman in a marriage with a disconnected man often feels unloved. They often feel lonely. They often feel anxious. Okay, does this guy really love me? Is he going to be around for me? And those sorts of things. And I actually spend an entire chapter in the book just uncovering those things that women go through when they're in a relationship with a disconnected man. It's a tough, tough thing for a woman to endure. And we're working with several women right now that can tell you that it's very, very difficult. My wife actually just this past week talked to one of our friends whose husband has discovered that he's a disconnected man, and she's just describing how difficult it has been to walk that road and how difficult it's going to be to walk that road with him to help him get back into connection with the people that love him.
The book is called The Disconnected Man. His name is Jim Turner. And Jim, let's not leave it at that. I know that you have some ideas on how to turn this around. And where would you start with the guy that was you, that is you, where you were a few years ago, as far as not being emotionally and relationally connected to people around him?
Yeah, good question. Typically, I wouldn't start with the man. That sounds a little counterintuitive. But I found, at least for myself, I found that there's no one that could have told me what the Holy Spirit told me through Matt, of course. But it was nothing that anybody could have come up to me and said, hey, you know what, you're really disconnected, before I was ready to hear it. So I spend most of the book, and the book is primarily written for women. So it's called The Disconnected Man, Breaking Down Walls and Restoring Intimacy with Him. And that's particularly, that subtitle is particularly addressed to women who need some hope. They need to know that there's some stuff in this book that will help them help their husbands or their brother or their dad or whomever they're in relationship with. A woman can help a man connect. She has the power. She has the keys to help him find those locks that are locked tight to his heart. And I spend a lot of time just walking step by step, giving practical instruction to women, mostly, on how they can help their husbands realize what their needs are and how they can meet them. And then along the way, a man's going to learn how to connect with that kind of teaching. If his wife will just hang in there, be patient with him, and work through it, he doesn't even have to know what she's doing. But she has the power to actually help him connect.
Hmm. Well, that's wonderful. And again, we kind of opened with a little bit about your own story. Do you feel connected today? And if so, does that help you give hope to other couples?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I say in the book about my marriage now is that we're an emulsion. I mean, I feel more connected to my wife now, and we have... I mean, we finish each other's sentences in our minds, and we have the same ideas, and we just love each other. And it's been amazing what God did to me in order to bring me to a place where I could actually be of emotional and relational support to my mate and my kids and everybody that God puts in my sphere of influence. And that's what I call men to do, because God is a relational God. I mean, if you cut the Bible anywhere and it bleeds relationship, it's all about relationship, either our relationship to him or to one another. And if we're not reflecting that, we're really not the best representation of our Lord Jesus Christ that we can be.
Mm, that's very well put. His name is Jim Turner. The book is called The Disconnected Man. And Jim, how can our listeners connect with you and get a copy of this book?
Yeah, they can go to jimturnerauthor.com. That's jimturnerauthor.com, all one word. And there's an order page there, but you can go on any book site. Barnes & Noble has them. They've got them in the stores. Amazon.com, CBD, all of the normal places that you would go to buy books. But come to our website. I've got a blog there. You can check out some additional writings that I'm doing. And connect with us, and I'd be glad. We're working with a lot of different men and women, and we're always happy to have folks reach out to us.
Well, it's a powerful idea, and I think it's going to help a lot of couples out there as well. The book is called The Disconnected Man. His name is Jim Turner. Jim, thank you again for getting up early there in Portland, Oregon, and joining
no
us.
Worries.
God bless your marriage and your family and your work, and let me wish you a Merry Christmas as well.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for all your listeners for tuning in. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim. Well, it is easy to find. JimTurnerAuthor.com is the website. Check it out. Blogs. You can find out a previous book called So-Called Christian. Very good. And other things that he's written. Lots of good stuff there at the website. This book is called The Disconnected Man by Jim Turner. And if this is ringing a bell with you, maybe this would be a great place to start. And I know books. I know books can make a difference in people's lives and things that people have written. Jim is very honest about his own journey and his own shortcomings as well. And I think this book is going to help an awful lot of people. It's called The Disconnected Man. The website, JimTurnerAuthor.com. Jim, thanks for joining us today here on Off the Bookshelf. Thank you.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from WMPC.